My dearly beloved in Christ, today in the Gospel, we have one of several stories in the Gospel pertaining to our Lord in the boat, in particular in St. Peter's boat. Now, we know that at least four of the apostles had been fishermen before they were called by our Lord to be his apostles. There were Simon or Peter and his brother Andrew, and then, as it says in today's Gospel, their partners in fishing were the two sons of Zebedee, James and John. Now, there may have been other apostles also who were fishermen. But notice what our Lord says at the end of today's Gospel, "Henceforth thou shalt catch men." And so the idea of fishing with nets, bringing in the fish, is an analogy made by our Lord to saving souls, which is the work of his church. And in fact, the boat of St. Peter, that is referred to as the bark of Peter, is a type of the church. And the church is often referred to as the bark of Peter. And for several reasons. First of all, in this life, we are on a journey. Just like a boat would be used to travel on water. You travel on land, you're going to use an automobile or train or some other conveyance. In the old days, horses and carriages and so forth. But on water, you need a boat to travel. And we are, so to speak, on a journey, traveling over the sea of this life to get to the port, to get to the goal, which is heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And so the boat is the conveyance to get there. The Catholic Church, founded by our Lord, symbolized by the boat of St. Peter, is that ark of salvation that saves us from drowning in the waters of this world. And what a gratitude we should have for the grace of baptism and incorporation into the mystical body of Christ, into the Catholic Church. As the fathers of the Church tell us, that the Catholic Church is the only ark of salvation. Outside the Church, there is no salvation. Just like in the Old Testament, the story of Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives, eight persons, were saved on the ark during the deluge, and all the others were drowned and lost. So the church is that ark that saves those who are members of the church and who live according to God's holy will and die in the state of sanctifying grace. So we must be very grateful for our membership in the church, which teaches all the truth. Now, there are a number of references in the Gospel to our Lord on a boat, crossing the sea, journeying from one side to another. And if you are familiar at all with the topography, the layout of the Holy Land, there is the territory, the area, the province known as Galilee. And that's in the northern part of the Holy Land. And in the southern part, centering around Jerusalem, would be the area of Judea. And in between, there was the territory called Samaria. And in our Lord's public life, he spent the greater part of the first 2 years of his public life in Galilee. And it seems that in Galilee, our Lord was more received. There he performed more of his miracles, whereas his time in Judea was characterized by the opposition of the Pharisees, attacking him, questioning him, etc. He did not find that same welcome, for the most part, in Judea as he did in Galilee, which is also where he grew up, in the town of Nazareth. But in Galilee, there is this lake, the Lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, as it's called, also called the Lake of Gennesaret. And that's where these, at least these four apostles, had been fishermen when they were called. Now, as I said, there were many references to our Lord traveling on the boat being on the boat, but there are three in particular I would like to make a reference to. One of them is in today's gospel, where our Lord got on the boat to preach. Another is when our Lord walked on the water, and Peter asked if he could come out, and he started to drown. You're familiar with that story. And then the third is another time when our Lord was on the boat, but he was so exhausted he was sleeping, and a storm came up. So let's go through these three incidents singly and just draw the lessons we can. First of all, in today's gospel, our Lord is preaching to the people, and he's right by the edge of the sea. And the people are thronging so much that our Lord, to preach to them, gets into the boat and tells Peter to go out a little bit from the land, and then sitting in the boat, he teaches the people. What a beautiful analogy of the church. Again, the bark of Peter symbolizes the church. And from the church, our Lord teaches the faithful through the bishops and priests, through all of the teachings of the church and the fathers and doctors of the church and so forth. So our Lord sat in the boat, teaching the people, and then after he was finished with his sermon, he told St. Peter to go out and launch out into the deep and put down his nets for a catch, a fish. And Peter said, "Lord, we have toiled all night, we have taken nothing, but at thy word I will lower the net." And when he did, he brought forth such a catch of fish that he was astounded. He fell down at our Lord's knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." And he said that because he had questioned our Lord at first. But that catch of fish again symbolizes the church and the salvation of souls. The fish symbolizing souls to be saved. And our Lord concluded today's gospel by saying to St. Peter, "Fear not, henceforth you shall catch men." You've been a fisherman, you've been catching fish, but from now on, you're going to help me in the harvest of souls, and you're going to catch men. So that is the incident in today's gospel. Another incident I mentioned is when our Lord was walking on the water. And what happened is, this was right after the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, when he fed 5,000. And he had told the apostles to go back to the other side in the boat, and he himself stayed there. So they were going across the lake, and it was nighttime, and then at a certain point they saw our Lord walking on the water. And he was walking... He was walking as though he was going to go by them. And Peter called out to him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, let me come to thee upon the water." And our Lord said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water. But then he began to doubt, and he began to sink. And he called out to our Lord, "Save me." And our Lord came and took him by the hand and said, "Why did you doubt?" So that just shows us the power, the importance of confidence and trust in God in our prayer, not doubting. So that's a well-known incident. But the third one I would like to concentrate on a little more. And that is a story when our Lord was with the apostles in the boat. They were perhaps going to the other side of the lake. And our Lord was so tired that he was fast asleep. And as they traveled, the winds became stronger and the waves became higher. And the story says that the apostles were laboring, rowing, and with these waves going up and down, and it was getting worse and worse. And they were fearful that they would be drowned, that the waves would swamp the boat, destroy the boat, their lives would be lost. And finally, they went and woke our Lord and said, "Save us, we are perishing." And our Lord rebuked them for their lack of faith. He stood up, and it says he rebuked the wind and the sea, and immediately there was a great calm. And they marveled that our Lord had such power over the elements. But he said, O you of little faith. And that is a story that should be an inspiration to us, that our Lord oftentimes seems to be asleep, but he has complete control of the situation. Again, the church is symbolized by that boat, by the bark of Peter. And the church is tormented, tossed by the waves. Think of all the heresies in the course of the history of the church, all the efforts that were made to destroy the church. But our Lord said, the gates of hell will not prevail, and the church will last until the end of time. And we must have great confidence in our Lord and in his promise that his church will last until the end of time. And if it seems that he is asleep, let us remember that he has complete control and he permits evil only to bring about a greater good. It is indeed disturbing and sad for us to see what the enemies of the church have done, especially what modernism has done. Modernism, which even entered into the church, in the seminaries, into the minds of the clergy, and brought about Vatican II, and what a terrible loss of souls. All of the people that have lost their faith because of the heresies that have been so spread in our time. But our Lord is there. He permits the devil to have his day, his time. But he will always triumph. And we must have that great trust in our Lord and work, as St. Peter did, to fish for souls, to work to save souls, to do what we can, especially by our prayer life, to bring about the conversion of sinners, the salvation of souls, because that is the work of the church that Christ founded, to lead as many souls as possible to the harbor of eternal salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.